from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Joshua Johnson. That big parking lot next to AT&T Park might someday be a new waterfront development if the San Francisco Giants have their way. According to the Chronicle, today the team will announce development plans in hopes of building homes, shops, and business space there. The project, known as Mission Rock, requires city approval since San Francisco owns the lot and the nearby Pier 48. Sports fans may remember the Golden State Warriors had considered building an arena next to AT&T Park. Mission Rock does not currently include that arena, but could make space for it. One of California's leading environmental preservationists has died. Peter Douglas, a longtime executive director of the California Coastal Commission, succumbed to lung cancer on Sunday. Douglas helped pass laws protecting the coastline from development and pollution. He also fought to make beaches accessible to everyone, not just wealthy landowners. Paul Rogers, managing editor of KQED's Quest and an environmental writer for the Mercury News, says Douglas spent his final months enjoying California's nature.
He went up to his cabin on the Smith River. He went to Point Reyes National Seashore. He went to Anza Bridge. Desert. He even went whale watching just in January off of Orange County, and he was very terminally ill.
Peter Douglas lived to be 69. Marin County supervisors say they need more time to consider a massive new filmmaking complex planned by director George Lucas. The Independent Journal reports officials delayed voting on the plan yesterday, pending further study. Residents living near the old Grady Ranch, where Lucas plans to build, are fighting the plan. I'm Joshua Johnson. More news online at kqednews.org.
Thank you, Joshua. Support for KQED News comes from Silicon Valley Bank. For nearly 30 years, helping innovative companies across the world succeed. Silicon Valley Bank.